We're back. A little AC/DC there. We've got here on Who's Talking Tonight, we've got none other than Chris Horn waiting in the wings. How about, what can you say about Chris Horn?
What can't you say about Chris Horn? No, Chris is a terrific guy. He's been a frequent contributor over our five seasons of Who's Talking with a wealth of information about football recruiting as well as basketball recruiting. And Chris Wright and Chris Horn, the two Chrises from the Sabre, have just been terrific in support of our show. So,
speaking of our show, do you know how many shows we've actually done?
No.
183 tonight. We're closing in on 200 shows.
Wow. No wonder Jesse's not happy. No, I'm sorry.
Jesse hadn't thrown anything heavy at us yet.
No. But at any rate, Chris, as always, Frank has some recruiting questions for you. So Hobo will say thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me as always, guys.
Hey, Chris, thank you for being flexible. The obvious questions, I understand we have two verbal commitments for the football team. You've got a couple young men, a Thornhill and a Bischoff. And then we're curious, how many scholarships does Virginia have to give this year? I believe it's more than last year. Last year they only had like 14 or 15 to offer. And then what are the positions of need? So those are the big questions that every Wahoo wants to know.
Right. They ended up with about 17 last year, and I think you're right, Frank. I think they're going to go close to a full boat, if not a full boat this year, which would be about 25 or so.
Wow.
And this year's class. Yeah, I think it's going to be up there. Of course, you know, that number is always fluid. It usually is fluid in the direction, going toward adding more, though. It usually starts off as a low number and then goes up. But I think it'll definitely be in the 20s. And as you mentioned, right now it's at two. And, things typically pick up in the spring and summer months, especially these days in recruiting. A lot of kids commit before their senior seasons. We'll see how much that will happen with Virginia in this class, just given last year's season and obviously some questions, see if some kids maybe wait, but I figure it'll pick up still a little bit in the spring and summer. But you mentioned the two commitments. Juan Thornhill is a kid out of Alta Vista, the 1A state champion last fall in football, and actually state champion. Juan now has three state championships under his belt, two basketball and one football.
Let's get him in there. Has he got a decent jump shot?
he's a pretty good basketball player. He's definitely, I had a chance to catch him at the Siegel Center when they won their second state title earlier this year, and he's definitely a good athlete. You can tell he's really quick and quick off the floor, and he can really jump, and a very athletic kid. He didn't have his best game shooting-wise that particular game, but certainly a good athlete, and you can see why the football squad likes him so much. And he actually committed last fall, so he's been committed for a while, as a free safety, which he earned I believe all state honors for on that side of the ball last year. He plays quarterback, but he's more of a free safety receiver type on the college level. And then you mentioned Ryan Bischoff, a recent commitment, committed last week out of Pennsylvania, 6'5", 300 pounds.
And that's what we need. Give me some bulldozers, baby.
Yeah, they need some offensive linemen in this class, certainly. I think I see Virginia taking four or five of those linemen in this class, and Bischoff appears to be a good one to start off. A guy who has played right and left tackle in high school, but certainly a big kid, and definitely, as I mentioned, at a position that I think Virginia is going to really address strongly in this class.
All right, so besides offensive line, which we know the Wahoos need some bulldozers, what other positions of need do the Cavaliers need to focus on right now?
I think continuing to add, and what I'm interested in watching is to see, Virginia last year's class has quite a few, like a handful of those kind of outside linebacker defensive end types, and it's going to be interesting to see, maybe which guys they tend to use with the hand on the ground, and which guys they use as pure linebackers. But I think linebacker is definitely an area that the staff wants to address. And Virginia's in the mix with some good ones. Giovanni Simmons out of Ocean Lakes in Virginia Beach, which Ocean Lakes recently in particular has been one of the top programs in the state Virginia's offered a lot of kids actually at that school in this particular class and beyond. But Virginia's in good shape with him, has a good chance to get him. There's definitely some competition. Alabama has offered, Clemson has offered, and those schools are definitely in the mix. Virginia Tech is in the mix.
Oh, those people, they don't worry me. They got a chance to come play in Scott Stadium. Come on.
But that's a good sign that Alabama and Clemson are after these kids.
That means the kid can play,
that's
right?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, right. So exactly. What other position besides outside linebacker and D end? What else do they need?
Yeah, I mean, I think receiver is definitely another spot that Virginia's looking to add another prospect to. They landed couple of quality ones in last year's class, and Jamil Kamara, and a local guy, Donovan Dowling, who I think has a chance to be maybe a sleeper in this class. Actually, at last week's spring game, they hosted another local guy, and Felton Davis III out of Highland Springs, a 6'3 and a half, 180-pound receiver who can run. Good combination there. But certainly, I think, receiver is a good one. But I think really the offensive line, linebacker, and the defensive line, particularly defensive end, are the spots that I see Virginia really, really focusing on in this year's class, I think.
All right, so we're going to go a little bit away from this. Morgan Moses, a fine young man that went to Meadowbrook locally and then went to FUMA for a year where he got his grades and maybe matured a little bit, had a terrific career at Virginia, and now he is going out to all these pro evaluations. Have you heard anything lately about Morgan?
Well, I know that certainly Todd McShay of ESPN seems pretty high on him. I believe he had him at number 19
wow.
in his latest mock draft on ESPN. But of course, that's getting it from ESPN. But yeah, I saw him at the spring game, and I got to say, he just looks like he's in fantastic shape. I've never seen him in better shape. I think obviously coming off a very solid season last year. Seems like first or second round, I would say, just from what everybody is indicating. But yeah, I know Coach Taylor over there at Meadowbrook is definitely pretty excited about that, about Morgan. And I mean, it seems like he just we were just talking about him going to UVA and if he's going to what he's going to do from Fork Union, if he's going to be able to make it. But he's really just been a great story, working hard, going from Meadowbrook to Fork Union, making the grade, getting to UVA. And really just a great story, a great kid who obviously has put in a lot of work to get to where he is today.
And he's going to continue the proud tradition of Virginia supplying excellent tackles to the NFL going all the way back to Jim Dombrowski.
19, that ought to be...
Take that, Hobo.
That ought to be right about where the Pittsburgh Steelers come in.
That Steelers would love to have Morgan Moses. William Boyd here says that he thinks that Morgan's going in the first round. Don't you think you think so, William?
Oh, absolutely. He's got all the talent for a first round tackle. He's every single pro day or every single workout he's done, his draft stock keeps going up, and it's gone up ever since. Like when he declared for the draft, he was probably around a second rounder, and now he's moved himself all the way up into the first round. Like I've seen things about during the Senior Bowl. He was dominating all these defensive ends and defensive tackles, and he's a great prospect, and any team would be lucky to have him.
How about that?
And again, I can't echo enough how good a shape he looked to be in at the spring game. He was walking around and looked definitely leaner from the last time I saw him, and he looks good. And again, I think he's just a character guy as well, so I think that can only help his stock that he's a good character. He's shown that when the chips are down a little bit, maybe he's gonna work hard to get to where he is. So I think that can only help him as well.
Well, we couldn't agree more, and I think his staying and getting his degree at Virginia has paid off for him, and he got better and better, and he's learned how to play both tackle spots, which mm-hmm. in the NFL is crucial because if you follow the Redskins or any of the teams on the East Coast, they flip flop tackles or guards all the time because of injuries. So,
right, yeah.
Well, listen, we have enjoyed your visit as usual, and Chris, we are going to look forward to your insight. Maybe in late May, we're trying to put together a few nickels and quarters so we can do a end of the spring season recap.
That's right. So keep loose down in the bullpen down there. You know, make sure you're ready.
And, I'll be ready to go.
We want some scoop because we know that there's going to be a lot of offers and probably some maybe 5 or 6 or 7 commitments here before late May. But listen, you have a great night, and thank you, Chris Horn.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, that was Chris Horn of the Saber, who has been a fantastic contributor, to say the least. How about, I think we're going to go to break early right now so that we can get more in on the Olympic Sports Report. And stay with us because Chris Sill is here, and he's got some serious scoop. So stay with Who's Talking.